Bekorim Perek Aleph Mishnah Base 1-2. In the previous Mishnah, we had said that if your produce didn't grow on land that was exclusively yours, then you cannot bring it as Bikurim. So here we bring the basis of that. It says, Me'eze tam eno mevi. What is the reason why one may not bring his Bikurim if indeed the land on which it grew was not exclusively his? Mishum shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Reishis Bikurei ad mascha, which means the first of your first fruits of your land, and of your land, the operative word here being has to be your land. Ajiu kol hagidulin me'ad mascha, you only can bring it once all of the growth, the nourishment that went into that particular fruit or grain was coming from exclusively your land. And therefore says the Mishnah, ha'arisin v'ha'choros, if you have a person who is essentially a renter on property, as well as ha'sikrikon v'gazlan, someone whose expropriated property doesn't belong to them, I'll explain more in a second. Ein mevi'in ma'oso hatam, they too cannot bring for the same reason. Mishum shenemar, as the pasuk says, reishis bikuri ad mascha, as the pasuk says, it has to be the first of your first fruits of your land. And these people have taken land or getting produce that doesn't come from land that is theirs. So let's just discuss these four cases for a second. The arisin and the aris and the chocher are, like I said, renters or people who are leasing the land. And aris is someone who leases the land he's renting, and the amount that he pays for his rent is variable. It depends on how much produce he actually produces on his land. So he comes to contract, he says to the landowner, I will work the land that you own, and I will share with you a portion of the produce. Like, let's say, we'll split it 50-50, whatever the case may be. A choker, on the other hand, is someone who is a tenant farmer, that is, say, he is also renting the land, and they strike a deal with the landowner saying that I'll give you a fixed amount of rent, but of course this person is a subsistence farmer, I haven't got money to lay out for the rent, and therefore he'll say, I'll give you, you know, a fixed amount, let's say, you know, 10 bushels of wheat at the end of the season. So an aris, a sharecropper, agrees to give a portion, a share of the produce, and a choker is someone who agrees to give a fixed amount as rent of the produce. Sikrikon are really non-Jews that were bepashas, that were expropriating, like mafia, it was a mafia situation where they would essentially force the landowner to sell them the land, or they would just take the land away from them. The Gemara in the Gittin says, sakrikon is a notrikon, it's like a portmanteau, it's a couple words smushed together. So it stands for sa karka vanicheni, which means just take the land and leave me alone. Because the idea was that these mafiosos would say, essentially, I'm taking your land, like it or not. If you don't like it, I'll give you an offer you can't refuse. Take the money and walk away, or else I'll kill you. So that's a sakrikon, who essentially have expropriated the landowner, and therefore it's not really their own land that they're growing the land on. It's the farmer who they expropriated. And the gazlan is someone who actually steals the land. There's a general principle, you actually cannot steal land under normal circumstances. So either it means someone who, indeed, one or the other, you know, managed to take land that didn't belong to them, perhaps in a way that the landowner would never be able to get it back because it's been so long or whatever it is. Another possibility is that the gazlan, someone who didn't steal the land but stole, let's say, the tree itself and then transplanted that tree or the branch of the tree, whatever it is, onto his own property. In both those cases, again, since the land doesn't belong to the person to whom is now owning the fruit, so that person may not bring the bikurim because it's not from their land. A really fascinating thing to point out, Chazon Ish speaks out, that according to the pshat that a gazlan is someone who steals, let's say, the branch and transplants it in his property, so the normal rule is that when one steals something, there's a rule that a shinui is kona, that if the article that was stolen has now been totally transformed, so the thief owns that transformed article, he just has to pay back the economic equivalent of what he stole. So, for example, if I steal a tree from you, and then I turn the tree into a table, turn the wood into a table from the tree, so the table is mine, you have no claim to the table, I just have to repay you the value of the tree, etc. So that's always the case. The question there is, how come over here, we don't say if a person steals a tree and then fruit grows from that tree, that's certainly that fruit is a radical development and transformation from the original stolen tree, so it should belong in rights to the thief, the fruit itself. So the question is then, if it grew on his land and it is now his fruit, why can't he bring it as Bikurim? So this speaks to the nature of Bikurim, as we alluded to a little bit back in the introduction, that the Bikurim is really an acknowledgement and celebration of the whole story of the Jewish people and the promise Hashem made back to the Avos before they even came to Eretz Yisrael, the promise that Hashem would ultimately bring the Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, and they would have the land, and it would produce fruit, it'd be a land flowing of milk and honey, and they would be able to enjoy the fruits of the land and of their labors. So Bikurim is much more than just a celebration of the crop. It's the coming to fruition, again, quite literally, of the dream of living in Eretz Yisrael. And that being the case, if anywhere along the history of that dream it's tainted by theft, so it's sort of blasphemous to say thank you, Hashem, for allowing us to see the fulfillment of a dream, when certainly Hashem did not envision a dream where thieves would be stealing other people's plants and enjoying the benefits of it. Hashem's vision was that the land of Israel would be a forum for the paradigmatic just society, one which would be like an Or LaGoyim and teach the world just how a nation and a society should function. So certainly, therefore, it would be counterproductive and sort of fly in the face of the spirit of Bikurim to bring Bikurim from stolen property or stolen produce. So therefore, it's certainly disallowed, even where everywhere else in the Torah, a Shinui would allow the transformation of the object, sort of let its past history be forgotten in the context of whether it's considered to be stolen. Here in the context of Bikurim, the history is all important, and therefore it's certainly not forgotten. And one who steals even a branch and plants it could not bring the fruit from that branch as Bikurim.